While the coronavirus pandemic has all but halted out-of-state travelers and tourism in West Virginia, there are ways for residents to safely leave home, enjoy some local tourism, and learn a little history along the way. Civil War Trails, a nonprofit based in Williamsburg, Virginia, offers visitors access to 152 historical sites in West Virginia. All trails are marked with a sign and are free to explore. Liz McCormick spoke with Civil War Trails Executive Director Drew Gruber to learn about the sites and to explore what tourism in general may look like post-COVID-19 and ways the industry might recover.
You know, even though the Civil War is well known and a lot of like the pivotal battles and sites are already really well known, there's still little pieces that are kind of showing up even today in 2020.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, our understanding of the war is also constantly evolving. New research comes to light almost seemingly every week. And yeah, certainly people know about the Battle of Gettysburg. Or they'll know, you know, how West Virginia was created out of Virginia. These big stories is what a lot of people know, and we're happy to be able to give them amenities and excuses to go visit those sites as well. But a lot of the lesser known stories are the ones that are a little bit more evocative. It's almost like you're on a hunt for history as you follow these trails turn by turn and look for these individual stories. And certainly when you're in a community like Shepherdstown, West Virginia, for example, we just put in a new sign there. A lot of those stories maybe will ring true to you because the context of who was there, their understanding of the event may not be so different as to your understanding or maybe how you would have reacted. So yeah, when it comes to telling these lesser known stories, that's one of the things we do best.
Drew, how do you fact check these stories? You know, we obviously know and have historians who have done tons of research on some of the bigger stories like the Battle of Gettysburg or John Brown's raid in Harper's Ferry. So how do you fact check?
Great question. So fact checking is the hardest part of our job. So oftentimes when people come to us with a sign or a story idea, we fact check it in a variety of ways. We have a historian here on staff who looks, we'll also refer to the West Virginia Archives, the great staff that works there. We'll dip into some of this with us. But in many cases, some of these stories are so incredibly local that they've not been written about in secondary source information. So we'll have people who will send us a box of letters that have come out of their attic, and it sometimes is the first and only evidence of this event that's been there. We'll oftentimes work with archaeologists to confirm, you know, what we think happened actually did happen. And it's almost sort of like a history's mystery. We need to take what we have in front of us, we need to weigh it with the actual evidence, and then decide if the story is worth telling.
Just to segue here, this is something that we're all struggling with, this coronavirus pandemic. It has just touched everyone. And one of the things that we've seen is just that, you know, several businesses across the country have had to close. What are you doing to help people know that you're still here, that you're still open, that you still have trails that are accessible and can be accessed safely?
So most Civil War Trails sites, in fact, all Civil War Trails sites are outside. Many of these are next to museum sites, for example, and several museums that we work with in West Virginia have been promoting and launching digital programming. So every time they launch a digital program, we make sure we tag on with them, and they make sure to encourage people to request a brochure so that it is on their mind when these travel restrictions come down and people can travel freely again. So that's sort of step one, is to make sure we're reaching folks at home. And then, of course, when folks reach out to us because they're just going stir crazy at home and they need to exercise, they need to get some fresh air, but they need to do it in a socially responsible way, we can answer that call because, of course, we're an open air museum.
Why is it important to get out right now during this pandemic?
Well, I do think our physical and mental health is the component of this that probably hasn't been addressed so fully. And that really, I think, comes down to remembering and relying on our local parks and our local amenities as that safe and responsible outlet to get a little bit of exercise. But moreover, you know, in thinking about the various governor's orders that we work under, we do want people to be safe. We want people to respect those orders, and we want people to think about the safety of their community. So certainly, you know, if you don't have to travel, please don't. However, we're also asking in that same sentence for people to help support local businesses that are offering curbside. And these businesses are integral to, you know, the economies of each one of our communities. So if you're thinking about going out for a grocery run and you have a history lesson that you need to deliver to the pupils in your household, consider swinging by a local Civil War Trail sign on your way. It'll give you an opportunity to get that history lesson, to stretch your legs, and do a safe and responsible pickup from one of your local restaurants as well.
Do you think that's a big part of how we recover from this, is that kind of, you know, adapting?
Absolutely. What is local is important not only for the residents of that community, but what is local has been very marketable for visitors from outside of our community. We know that folks travel to go see something that is expressly authentic and is an experience they can't get anywhere else. And by and large, I've not been anywhere in West Virginia where you feel like you could be in another town. West Virginia is unique in every sense of the word. So we know that a lot of people follow the Civil War Trails program as a gateway to find these authentic experiences. You may take a drive down a historic route and find farm-to-table restaurants, live music, local beer that, you know, won't show up on Instagram or any one of the, you know, travel social media finders. And that's exactly how we are going to recover as a travel and tourism program, and in West Virginia as partners. So the short answer to your question is yes, this is how we recover. We know that people are already thinking about how they're going to travel post-COVID. And a lot of that has to do with remembering and reminding yourself what the amenities are in your region that which you live.
That was Drew Gruber, executive director of the nonprofit organization Civil War Trails, speaking with Liz McCormick. Gruber says most of West Virginia's 152 Civil War Trail sites are still open to the public. To learn where the nearest site is to you, visit our website, wvpublic.org.